All right, good morning, Hopkins Junior High School Concert Band Number 1. I'm Mr. Conway. My name is Lisa Butts, and I just recently retired from teaching for 33 years, all levels, elementary, middle school, high school, and junior college. And I'm excited to be here today and to make comments on your performance, and I hope that you guys have a great performance, and I will be back with you once you begin. All right, here we go. Start, guys. I'd like to hear a little bit faster air overall. Even when you're playing soft, you should use fast air, just less fast air for soft, and lots of fast air for forte. Again, good balance. I think you could take some opportunities for shaping the line a little bit. The students are doing very well. They understand who has the melody and who is a supporting part, which is excellent. You got a crescendo there, but you don't want to break it by taking a huge breath. I would just stagger breathing through that section of measure 32. Yeah. Once in a while, there's a wrong note creeping in. Good, nice balance to the end, nice release. I like how your tubas are, tuba and probably bassoons are holding the note out to keep everything anchored and the chord in balance. I'm enjoying what I'm listening to. It's very, very controlled sound, which is nice. I think you guys could just use a little bit more air overall just to fill up your instruments with air and get the best possible sound you can get out of them. I know you guys go on YouTube, so get on YouTube and check out professional musicians that play your instrument and then mimic the sounds that you hear them make. It's awesome that you guys have three oboes and two bassoons. Clarinets, remember you're playing in throat tones, you can put your right hand fingers down to bring the pitch down because the throat tones on the clarinet tend to be very sharp. Yeah. Diff, diff, trumpets, diff, diff, brass for the staccato syllable. Nice job, percussion. Good control of your dynamic levels. Going on in your ensembles. You have two very fine teachers working with you. It's evident from the sounds that you guys are making. Hopefully you also have some coaches coming in and helping. I challenge you to keep listening to people who are professionals on your instrument and trying to sound like they sound. Doing some research on what instruments they're using, mouthpieces, reeds, ligatures, and just keep working on your overall sound, because that's what really separates a beginning player from an advanced player, is the quality of their tone. And you guys are quite well on your way to very good tone, and keep working on those articulations so that everybody's doing the articulations using the same syllables. That brings clarity to the ensemble, and then add some more shaping into your melodic lines. That's what makes music music, and it affects your heart and your soul when you're listening to it. All right, I hope my comments are helpful. I really enjoyed your performance, and have fun today at the park.